In a significant stride toward achieving universal health coverage, UHC, the Lagos state government has launched the Alera Ntiwa Cooperative and Multipurpose Society Limited, an initiative of the Lagos State Health Management Agency, LASHMA, to ensure financial inclusion for residents of Lagos under the Alera ECHO scheme, particularly in the informal sector. This groundbreaking initiative, introduced under the agency's Alera ECHO Cooperative and Multipurpose Society, IECMS, promises to revolutionize healthcare accessibility and attainment of universal health coverage, UHC. Speaking at the flag-off ceremony of the cooperative initiative, the board chairman of LASHMA, Dr. Bayo Adedewe, explained that the cooperative is a strategic response to challenges, such as low purchasing power, lapsed health insurance policies, and limited access to quality health care. By allowing members to pay premiums flexibly while providing economic benefits like loans and discounted food supplies, the initiative aims to alleviate financial barriers to health care and foster a wellness-oriented culture, he said. He described the cooperative as a child of necessity, noting that the initiative aligns with the Lagos State Health Scheme, LSHS, law and the National Health Insurance Authority, NHIA, Act, mandating social health insurance for all residents. The cooperative prioritizes health while integrating social and economic benefits. It will provide a platform for financial support, entrepreneurship, and lifestyle improvement for members, he emphasized. Dr. Adedewe further noted that the cooperative slogan, Health First, reflects its commitment to making healthcare affordable, accessible, and sustainable. He encouraged Lagosians to embrace the initiative, which he believes is a model for voluntary enrollment in health schemes without enforcement. He expressed confidence that the program would help Lagos achieve its UHC goals, providing a replicable model for other states. The permanent secretary of LASHMA, Dr. Emmanuel Azamba, highlighted the innovative nature of the cooperative, particularly its focus on financial inclusion. Many in the informal sector lack bank accounts, making health insurance enrollment difficult, she explained. The cooperative, she added, addresses this gap by facilitating installment payments through partnerships with microfinance banks and offering additional benefits like wellness programs and cheaper food options. Dr. Zamba expressed optimism that the initiative would bring the informal sector into the health insurance fold, making it easier for them to access quality health care. In a detailed presentation, LASHMA's head of business development, Mr. Ratimi Olatunji, identified critical issues that prompted the cooperative's creation, including solvency challenges, benefit expansion, and attrition in enrollment. He outlined the cooperative's purpose, providing flexible premiums, wealth creation opportunities, and compliance with mandatory health insurance laws. He also announced the formation of independent steering and advisory committees to oversee operations and create awareness among potential members. Representatives from key ministries lent their support to the initiative. Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Commerce, Cooperatives, Trade, and Investment, Dr. Olubemi Aina, lauded the program as a model for economic empowerment. This initiative will improve lives and set a standard for other states to emulate, said Mrs. Ayatunde Abiodun, who represented Dr. Aina. Similarly, the permanent secretary of the Ministry of Wealth Creation and Employment, Dr. Biodun Aneeli, emphasized the cooperative's role in formalizing the informal sector. Enrollment in this scheme will become a criterion for accessing our programs next year, warned Mrs. Taiwo Abiosi, who represented Dr. Aneeli. Veteran Nollywood actor Dr. Adebayo Salami praised the cooperative's potential to transform lives. This program makes health insurance accessible and affordable for everyone, he said. Salami shared his personal experience as an Alera ECHO beneficiary and encouraged Lagosians to join. Beneficiaries from various sectors also testified to the program's impact. Enger Bolahan Akinsanya, president of the Electronics Technicians Association of Nigeria, described Alera ECHO as perfect and urged others to enroll. Princess Adoronke Adedeji, president of the Restaurant and Bar Association Lagos chapter, expressed eagerness to explore the cooperative's new benefits, particularly the HARA package. The high point of the event was the unveiling of the Alera Intiwa Cooperative logo and the presentation of letters to members of its steering committee. These symbolic gestures marked the official launch of a program poised to transform health and economic outcomes for Lagos residents. As Lagos State positions itself as a leader in innovative health financing, the Alera Intiwa Cooperative stands out as a testament to the power of partnership and forward-thinking policies. For residents, the message is clear: health is wealth, and Alera Intiwa is the gateway to both.